Listening Library presents A Matter of Days by Amber Kaiser. Read for you by Alex McKenna. Day 56. I waited a few swallows, a couple of deep breaths, before standing and tugging the quilt, with its blue and white wedding ring pattern, up and over Mom's face. Quiet. Peace. Finally. Exhaustion frayed my edges, fringed my cogent mind until the world hazed a gray-blue. Mom's death was a type of ending, sure, but the beginning of so much more. Are we ready? I tucked the corners of the quilt down under the mattress, into the crevice between the headboard and pillows. Smoothed out the wrinkles, covered up the filth. The days of dying cleaned up with the bright rings of magical promises my parents made to each other 20 years ago. The bulge in the middle of the bed didn't resemble a human being anymore, let alone the woman who'd loved us our whole lives. Why didn't she listen when it mattered? The juncos, chickadees, and nuthatches chattered like stock traders outside. Or maybe, as the world fell more silent with each death, the birds simply seemed louder, more insistent. The day was what Washingtonians called partly sunny rather than partly cloudy, and only about 50 degrees, but I'd kept the windows open. The chilled breeze blew in the stench of rotting meat and garbage. This world was separated only by a matter of degrees of gross. I almost didn't notice. I remembered moments when the air I breathed was scented with cedar trees, the dankest.